Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the 411 Talk Zone Radio Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Leon Jones. And what I'm going to do tonight is a Red Pill special. Now, Blog Talk Radio is a good source for individuals who want to broadcast. And when I do my content, I do my content with all intent to give you facts. There are times I give you my opinion based on my own experiences. But for the most part, when I do Blog Talk Radio, I teach. Well, my content is therapeutic. And in this segment, it's going to be no different. But before I go on, let me do a little house cleaning. First of all, you can also find me on YouTube. I have two dedicated channels. The first one, most of you already know, it's the 411 Talk Zone Radio Show on YouTube. And on that channel, I do Red Pill content. Like for you all to like the videos, comment, share, and subscribe. Now, my second channel is relatively new. It's called The Mind of STEM. And on that channel, I basically give you an education on science, technology, engineering, and math. Now, most of the content that I'm going to produce on that channel is civil engineering related and construction related because I work in the field of civil engineering and construction. But I will have other types of science, technology, engineering, and math information as well. In fact, I've done horticulture, I've done biology, I've done physical sciences, you name it. But that channel, you're going to get a daily dose of science, technology, engineering, and math. That channel is more or less for individuals who are interested in careers in STEM. For the most part, a healthy audience is a college audience. Individuals who don't understand science, technology, engineering, and math. And on that channel, I'm going to work on getting a better camera so I can actually do some mathematical formulas and conversions and more PowerPoints, and I'm going to put them right up on that channel. You want some real education? You can get some STEM education. That's on my newer channel, The Mind of STEM. Now, if you cannot find either of those channels, you can always go to my Facebook and my Twitter pages, because after I produce all of my videos, I post them on Twitter and Facebook. And that is the same with the Blog Talk Radio Show. If you cannot find my Blog Talk Radio Show, you can download the app. The app would be Blog Talk Radio /411 Talk Zone Radio Show. Now, if you can't do that, once I produce the show, it goes into an archive. Once it's in archive, the link is at the bottom of our videos. Click on that link, you get to all my Blog Talk Radio shows. You can also find my Blog Talk Radio shows on Facebook and Twitter. Now, I do have a call-in number for this show. The call-in number is 215-383-5785. 215-383-5785. For the most part, I won't be taking calls. I'm just going to be doing straight commentary. Now, with all that information out of the way, let's get into the topic. Now, tonight's topic, we'll talk about monk mode. Stronger, smarter, and more refined. Now, I get all of my information from the illimitablemen.com blog site. Gentleman, I believe, is from the UK. I like his content, and I've been utilizing a lot of his content to produce all of my Blog Talk Radio shows, because when I read his content, it's real red pill content. Gives you the ins and outs of what you need to do to keep yourself confident as a man. And this commentary is going to be no different. Again, tonight's show is monk mode. Stronger, smarter, and more refined. Now I'm going to get straight into the topic. Now this is what Alex Carroll says, or let's say Alexis Carroll. Now the quote, "To progress again, man must remake himself, and he cannot remake himself without suffering, for he is both the marble and the sculptor. In order to uncover his true visage, he must shatter his own substance with heavy blows of his hammer." Now, let me repeat that again. This is what Alexis Carroll says when it comes to a man. "To progress again, man must remake himself, and he cannot remake himself without suffering, for he is both the marble and the sculptor. In order to uncover his true visage, he must shatter his own substance with heavy blows of his hammer." Now, what I'm coming with my own comprehension of that quote, when you fail, you have to get back up. That's how you remake yourself. And in order to gain that confidence, you're going to suffer some blows. And sometimes when you fail, that ends up being your best success, because you're learning, and you're learning from your mistakes. Because some things in life are done by trial and error. Now, when it comes to monk mode is a self-improvement framework for improving your worth and in turn, increasing the quality of person you are. You see, many people fail to integrate self-improving habits into their life because they have psychological hurdles they struggle to overcome and are easily distracted by nonsense that confers them no benefit. You see, monk mode is about mitigating distraction and focusing solely on the self-betterment by filling up your time with activities that improve you as a human being. Naturally, such an endeavor is going to demand sacrifice. Now, however, the rewards you reap, the sense of direction you gain, and the power you feel from the self-control you'll exercise will feed your growth immeasurably, in turn, passively increasing your self-esteem and outward confidence. Now, as we talk about being successful, every man's going to have to go through the sacrifice. Now, when you go through the sacrifice, what are you really doing? You are going to be minimizing your time contribution to social obligations and junk activities. In other words, we talk about entertainment. Now, the reason for this is because these activities consume much of your time, while you yielding little to negligible increase towards your social market value. Because monk mode is a serious commitment that is not to be half-assed. You're either doing it or you're not. It'll be a struggle in the beginning, But once you're fully engaged, it becomes a beneficial, productive, and dare I say, even addictive lifestyle. Now, what is a junk activity? Here's what I call a junk activity. And this is what I'm referring to. You go out for coffee and you sit around just idle. You're doing nothing. Playing video games. You're watching porn. You're watching marathons of television series or movies. You're constantly refreshing social media and other internet forms. Being out of action with a hangover, you're coming down from alcohol and drug consumption. So as a man, you're busy chasing women. You're not investing your resources. Now, all of these activities are distractive or masturbatory because they confer no benefit in the long run but are fleetingly pleasing in the short term. You see, entertainment is necessary to cool off from periods of hard work, but leading a life of continuous instant gratification leads to nowhere but a path of regret and failure. Now, if all you do is distract yourself by spending time on junk activities, there'll be no time left. And remember what I've always said. Time is of the essence. It's precious. Once you lose it, you waste it, you cannot get it back. So when you spend your time doing junk activities, there'll be no time left for the things that really matter. And I'm talking about activities that build long-term value. Because one cannot hope to have high social value without investing in themselves. And this is exactly what Monk Mode is, a commitment to maximize your capabilities to whatever esoteric limit that they're capped at. Now, cutting your social time to a bare minimum is incredibly important, more important than you may think, because it's not possible to lead a productive life when people are telling you their problems, gossiping, and introducing otherwise vapid and unimportant nonsense into your life. It's all too easy to get caught up in a whirlwind of banality because, let's face it, if you're low value, the people you know will be low value as well. Why? Because winners do not hang out with losers. Now, if you accept you're a low-value human being, but you want to rectify this and become better, then cutting off mundane people is crucial. Mundane people are also known as average people. Again, mundane people are also known as average people. Why? Because they don't share your ambition. And with mundane people, they're going to have jealousy, and with jealousy, that will deride you of every step of the way that you need to travel your path to self-betterment. Also, minimizing distractions is crucial. Low-quality people, low-quality media, you need to quarantine yourself from all of it, and it is only then you'll be to focus on channeling your desire to be better into real life gains. Because instead of walking around in a half sentiment stupor, you have a rough plan for productive living and execute it to the best of your ability. Now, a brief but relevant tangential interjection on self-respect. Again, I'm going to give you a brief tangential interjection on self-respect. Now, if you hate yourself or do not value yourself, it's because you're not giving yourself a reason to value yourself. We don't just disrespect others who are low value, we disrespect ourselves for it too. Now, the exception to this is those with narcissistic personality disorders that make the individual delusional about their own value Well, if the bulk of your time goes on junk activities, you will be directionless. There will be no feedback loops in your life to give you self-esteem. There will be an absence of activity where you push yourself, see a minimal gain, get validated by your small gain, and then feel the resulting pride that comes from being better at something and seeing yourself grow in some small way. Now, as humans, we are meant to grow, to flourish, to actualize. We desire growth and live for growth, for without growth, we feel purposeless. Now, in the absence of growth, we flounder. When junk activities start to compromise the majority of your time expenditure, you rob yourself of the opportunity to grow. Now, the higher your social value, the more you will come to value your time by merit of recognizing your abilities and possessing a resulting self-respect as such. Now, high value or not, we all have a finite, which when I say finite, well, we don't have an infinite amount of time. Infinite, when something is infinite, it goes on forever. When something is finite, it eventually stops. So when it comes to us as human beings or human beings, we all have a finite amount of time until we die. And every second wasted is a missed opportunity, feeding into a sense of lethargy or lethargy and mediocrity. Now, back on the topic to monk mode. The core structure of monk mode is based on the three I's: introspection, isolation, and improvement. Again, the three I's are introspection, isolation, and improvement. Monk mode is a temporary form of MGTOW. And why is it? Because by cutting yourself off from the rest of the world for a while, you can fine-tune your focus, calibrate your direction, and confront yourself. You'll be acknowledging your weaknesses and then formulating a plan of action to deal with them. For the things that can't be fixed, such as being born ugly, mitigate them with damage control. Work out, get stylish haircuts, dress well, and etc. Now, introspection. Introspection is to look inward, to evaluate oneself. You're going to be identifying your weaknesses, making yourself aware of them, and then accepting them, rather than hide, begrudgingly coexist with or deny your weaknesses. You must acknowledge them and accept them. Only by doing this can you gain the power to rid yourself of such afflictions. Now, accepting your weaknesses allows you to own your flaws rather than permitting them to imprison you within a negative mental feedback loop of helplessness. Now, the most unintelligible thing a person can do, and the average person does this all the time, is to ignore one's weaknesses. Weaknesses are ignored out of ego, out of emotion, to sustain your sense of being and whatever shaky foundation of self-confidence it is that you have. However, it is the willful ignorance of such weakness that amounts to nothing more than a shoddy, farcical fabrication of confidence. It's not pure, rational confidence, but delusional, narcissistic confidence. By not addressing your weaknesses, you allow them to control your life, or you allow them to take control of you in whatever manner it is they manifest. Rather than patch up the hole in your armor, you are pretending there is no hole there at all. And thus, by ignoring the problem, you only grant it opportunity to extend its foothold within your psyche, damaging chances at success, and happiness. Again, if you ignore the problem, you're basically extending its foothold within your psyche. And when that happens, you basically damage your chances at success and happiness. Now, a conscious denial of an accepted truth for the sake of one's ego leaves you vulnerable to the potency of the truth. A core part of the red pill philosophy is to be harmonious with the truth. Again, when it comes to denial, a conscious denial of an accepted truth for the sake of one's ego leaves you vulnerable to the potency of the truth. Now, a core part of red pill philosophy is to be harmonious with the truth. So the truth is fighting on your side rather than against you at the side of your enemies. Whoever is congruent with the truth can monopolize the truth and expose liars. Those who are reliant upon fabrications must expend massive energy on maintaining their facade. As someone who lives harmoniously with the truth, you will not have to expend such energy, giving you a further edge. See, when a person tries to use one of your weaknesses against you, aware of the truth, the power of embarrassment will be absent and you will be able to keep composure, hold frame, rather than let a scrupulous detractor rob you of your power within the primacy of the moment. You need to be honest with yourself so that you know what you're working with, because without awareness, you cannot hope to achieve success. Now, on a Machiavellian tangent, nobody looks into success contrary to what they may have led you to believe about their accomplishments. Now, when it comes to isolation, this is why I say going Sigma is what a man needs to do. We talk about Alpha and Beta all the time. But part of monk mode is isolation. And isolation is necessary to encourage an amplification of focus and a fortification of one's personal direction. Because handling social politics such as relationships, logistics, people's feelings, and yada yada is burdensome on one who is looking to mitigate or otherwise eradicate their weaknesses while working to enhance their strengths. You have a certain number of things that you can contend with at one time. Social obligations will quickly obliterate your workload and leave you feeling overwhelmed when you're looking to achieve loftier goals. Now, it is important that one has their own space and the freedom to self-govern and direct their desires. And a modicum of solitude is necessary to achieve this. Or we could say modicum of solitude is necessary to achieve this as well, whichever pronunciation is right, but the meaning is going to be the same. Now, with awareness of one's weaknesses comes the clarity of self-determination. Because with a clearer and more lucid mind, the path to accomplishing higher desires becomes more obvious and self-evident. Because confusion is an affliction which causes many to float along in life lost without any real purpose or goals. Because you don't have to be one of those people, the average person, because in order to achieve greatness, you need clearly obtainable or realistic goals and awareness of your position and the peace, space, and freedom to determine your self-governance independent of undue external manipulatory influence. Now, without the conflict of social obligation or the dissent of outside opinion, you are free in isolation to forge yourself into the very thing that you want to be. What you want for yourself is more important than what everybody else wants you to be. Through introspection, should you not already know it, you will liberate until you know exactly what it is you want to achieve. Ultimately, you're the one who is stuck with yourself for the rest of your days, forced to endure whatever weaknesses or failures that you may or will have due to inaction. It is thus up to you to be responsible for your own happiness and dictate to yourself what needs to be done to actualize your desires. Now, the influence of others has the potential to be beneficial, but for the sake of monk mode, we will assume the precedent that the majority of external influences or influence is basically absent in value and thus incongruent with the diction of your planning. Again, the influence of others has the potential to be beneficial, but for the sake of monk mode, we will assume the precedent that the majority of external influence is absent in value and thus incongruent with the diction of your planning. Now, others can aid you in your goals, such as a personal trainer, or should you be still undecided of your direction, despite much introspection, trusted advisors. However, nobody should be dictating what those goals are and making decisions on your behalf, such as your parents or people who have a vested interest in you not improving yourself. You should be your own planner, and you shall plan diligently, so do not underestimate the importance of isolation, because if you are a social animal, for it is most necessary in order to achieve or ensure success. Again, do not underestimate the importance of isolation if you are a social animal, for it is most necessary in order to ensure success. Now, introspection and isolation make up what are the psychological components of monk mode. They are the process which, when successfully enacted, allow a man of procrastination to forcefully impose his will upon the world to take action where others merely theorize. You must be a doer, a mover, a player. You must become a man of action rather than allow yourself to be one of inaction. Now, when it comes to improvement, now, you must refer to Maslow's hierarchy of needs for an illustration of what your immediate life priorities should look like, starting with the psychological and moving upwards. Note that the inclusion of sex in the psychological category, I believe this primarily refers to an orgasm in the literal sense. It could also be masturbation. This is not the same as sexual intimacy. Now, when you deal with Maslow's hierarchy of needs, it's a pyramid. And it starts off with psychological, then it goes to safety, then there's love and belonging, then you have esteem and self-accusation. Now, when it comes to psychological, well, psychological are the resources you need to live, like excretion, homeostasis, sleep, sex, water, and food. Then you go up to safety, security of. Well, to help you live, you need employment, resources, morality, the family, health, property, your body. What about love and belonging? That's where your sexual intimacy is. That's where your family and your friendship is. Now you go even higher when we talk about esteem. That's where you get your self-esteem, your confidence, achievement, respect for others, respect by others. Then you get to the hierarchy, which is self-actualization. That's where you get morality, creativity, spontaneity, problem solving, lack of prejudice, acceptance of facts. Now, when we deal with self-improvement, self-improvement has activities. And you may have activities like lifting, jogging, playing a sport, a workout of some kind, tidying and cleaning your room. If your ground zero is spotless, it will do wonders for your mental state. Learning a language, because it increases your skill base and it opens up foreign circles. Learning from nonfiction books. Why? They're especially good for turning wasted commuted time into productive time. Now, if you're a student of some kind, study hard. Don't waste the opportunity. Be good at your specialty, and you can make money from it if you're in the top percentile. Learn a martial art, play an instrument, learn to be funny, great for making friends and easing social awkwardness. Learn to cook, use recipe books, trial and error. Very important to aid nutrition and fuel your gym gains. Now, the younger you are when you begin investing in yourself, the better. Now, this doesn't mean if you're not young anymore that you should just give up on the idea. However, if you're 40 years old and only just realizing you've wasted most of your life up until this point, then it is better to turn around now and start making a change rather than doing it at 50. Because once you hit 50, you only would have said, shit, should have known this crap when I was 40. I should have done something back then. And the compounded and then compounded your own sense of frustration will go even further. It's like compound interest, albeit more inadvertently masochistic. Now, control the time you have left on this earth and make it valuable, or you will have to live with insufferable pangs of regret until your deathbed. So you need to maximize your efficacy on your time, or your efficacy of your time. Why? And I've said this before, because time is your most valuable commodity, and it's incredibly finite. Like an hourglass, it trickles down, except unlike an hourglass, you can't turn it around and start again if you have wasted the sand granules that have dropped on pointless shit. You have one continually trickle of sand that symbolically represents the fleetingness of your existence on this earth, and that's it. So use your chance at life wisely if you want it to have purpose and are to attain some semblance of self-actualization. Now, practicing your social skills is very important, because too much reclusiveness results in rusty social skills and reduced articulacy. Now, if you fear social skills may be deteriorating, then go out intermittently. However, socializing should not feature prominently within your calendar until you reach the top 10% of men. Even then, once you make it to the top, you need to be wary not to grow complacent and lose what you've built for yourself as a man of ever-increasing social value. See, in high society social circus, which it can be a circus if you don't manage it right, but in high society social circles, business is often mixed with pleasure. Bear the importance of that in mind. Now, when choosing friends, surround yourself with funny people, people who can take a joke and aren't overly offensive. I personally make it a habit to talk to people with a keen wit or a sophisticated sense of humor, as well as watching stand-up comedy in my leisure time. Yes, even in my leisure time, I like to passively learn from other people's wit. I watch a lot of Tommy Sotomayor's videos. He is funny. He's sarcastic. Guys like that. Now, I don't like dry humor. Now, comedy should be important to you as comedy is medicine for the soul. Comedy can stop a man in pain from turning insane. So immerse yourself in the world of comedy, and the world of comedy will do your state of mind wonders. Not taking serious matters too seriously is a great coping mechanism for aiding one's mental endurance. Again, not taking serious matters too seriously is a great coping mechanism for aiding one's mental endurance. Use comedy as a painkiller to help aid you in your journey of self-improvement if you need the comedy to take off the edge. It's far more healthier way to spend your downtime versus drinking, smoking, and drugs. Now, leaving monk mode and utilizing your gains. Now, how do you know when you're ready to leave monk mode? Well, it's very, very simple. You will manage to resist junk activities and sustain self-improvement as your modus of operations or your modus operandi or factory setting. Now, it could take you a long time to reach this state because it depends on your starting point and, more importantly, your self-discipline. Because monk mode is as much about learning self-discipline as it is engaging in self-improvement. So when you manage to sustain monk mode as a way of life, you'll be on your way to cultivating a lifestyle of success because you'll be wrapped up in the self-importance of improving all the facets in your life, managing them with a keen eye and watching all personal investments flourish much like a stock portfolio. Your schedule will be so packed that you won't have time to waste on low quality, frivolously time hungry exercises. Again, when you're in monk mode or when you know you've gotten yourself together, you're not going to have time to waste on bullshit, low quality. You won't be dealing with frivolous people. Because if someone's got something going on, you know you'd get more done by doing your own thing than keeping your own thing or doing your own thing. Once you start doing your own thing, you got to keep doing your own thing. Why? Because you are the basis for your sense of direction. So don't get drawn in by other people's whims. You should never feel like being the tag along because you have the ambition, the vision, and the determination to keep moving towards the top. Your time is far too valuable to even contemplate wasting it as a tag along. So leaving monk mode with your social market value or SMV gains does not mean you can become stagnant in your endeavors because you still have to retain your hunger for betterment no matter what level you're at because this is the defining quality, success, maintenance of one's social market value between someone who is doing great and sustains the greatness achieved through monk mode and someone who's doing all right and has now fallen off the wagon and begun to relapse. So do not accept half measures from anybody, but most importantly, do not tolerate from yourself. So stop being your own worst enemy and free your mind and begin actualizing. And that's my commentary for this edition of the 411 Talk Zone Radio Show. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, please support my Blog Talk Radio shows. Also support my YouTube channels. I have the 411 Talk Zone Radio Show channel, and the videos I did today, they're up. You can check out part 4 on my YouTube video, and I talk about, is family overrated and dysfunctional? And on my newer channel, The Mind of STEM, I went out today to Solomony Park in Andrews, Indiana, and I gave everybody a demonstration on how to do an inspection on a seawall, which is infrastructure. But I want everybody to support not only my Blog Talk Radio channels, Blog Talk Radio channel, my YouTube channels. Now, here's the thing. If you cannot find any of my Blog Talk Radio channels, or my Blog Talk Radio channel, I have one channel, my YouTube channels, you can always find me on Facebook and Twitter. Again, you can find everything on Facebook and Twitter. As soon as my videos are completed, I put them on social media. And as soon as my Blog Talk Radio show is completed, I also put that on social media as well, Twitter and Facebook. And again, I just want to share this with you. When you deal with the red pill, you deal with the truth. We have two types of pills. We have red pill and blue pill. And there are a lot of men still stuck in the blue pill matrix, especially when it comes to relationship. And when it comes to life, you have to take responsibility for your own life. You have to understand you make mistakes. We all have strengths and we have weaknesses. What you have to do is you have to recognize your weaknesses and fix them. It takes a bigger man to admit his strengths it takes a bigger man to admit his weaknesses. It's easy to admit your strengths, because many of us believe in our minds we don't have weaknesses. That's ego talking to you. That's delusion. A number of us do. So what I'm telling everybody, if you're listening, be a Sigma male. Travel that road alone. Go monk mode. Because when you go monk mode, it's going to make you stronger, smarter, and more refined. And again, I thank you for listening to this commentary on the 401 Talk Zone Radio Show, Blog Talk Radio. Next week, I'm going to talk about the myth of female rationality, part one. The myth of female rationality, part one. And again, this is the 401 Talk Zone Radio Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. And that concludes this commentary. And I like to say, be blessed for what you have. Don't worry about what you don't have. Always know that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. Again, I want to thank you for listening. My name is Leon Jones. I want everybody to have a wonderful and blessed night. God bless you. I'm out.